Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a study that paves the way for a more efficient way to tackle malaria vector surveillance, the practice of identifying and monitoring mosquitoes that spread this disease. This research focuses on a method known as MALDI-TOF-MS, which stands for Matrix-Assisted Laser Desorption Ionization Time of Flight Mass Spectrometry. Sounds technical, right? But don't worry, I'll break it down for you. Malaria is a significant health concern in many parts of the world, particularly in low- and middle-income countries like Kenya. The study we'll delve into is a cost comparison analysis comparing current mosquito identification methods used by Kenya's National Malaria Control Program to this advanced MALDI-TOF-MS method. The researchers aimed to see whether adopting MALDI-TOF-MS could save time and reduce costs for processing mosquito samples. Here's how they did it. The researchers created a decision tree model. This model systematically calculated all the costs involved in each method, including materials, labor, and the time taken to get results. They looked at a substantial annual sample size, 15,000 mosquitoes, a number representative of what the Kenyan program typically processes in a year. Now, let's talk about the findings. If Kenya were to switch entirely to the MALDI-TOF-MS method, it could result in remarkable savings. They projected that this shift could lead to a savings of about 74.48% in time, up to 84% on materials, and 77% on labor costs. Overall, it would lead to an astonishing estimated direct cost saving of about 83%. That's a massive opportunity for a country that would benefit greatly from improved surveillance of malaria vectors. So, what exactly happens in the current workflow? Currently, the process involves dissecting mosquitoes to identify their species and detect malaria infections. This workflow includes various molecular methods like PCR and enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay, commonly known as ELISA. In contrast, the proposed MALDI-TOF-MS workflow promises to identify mosquito species, detect Plasmodium infections, and analyze blood meals in one streamlined process. For example, while analyzing one mosquito takes nearly 9.45 minutes with the current method, it would take only about 4.51 minutes with MALDI-TOF-MS, a significant reduction. Now, while these numbers are impressive, it's important to consider the critique of the study. One significant strength of this research is its methodological transparency. The authors clearly explain their decision tree model, which helps future researchers replicate the study. Furthermore, the statistical methods used in the analysis are appropriate for this type of research, making the findings robust. However, the critique notes that the study lacks some aspects. For instance, while the research does a great job analyzing costs, it doesn't account for variability in those costs. The current deterministic model may not capture how real-world situations could differ. There's also no mention of data availability or whether the datasets used for analysis are accessible for others to validate the findings. This lack of external validation could be a concern for those looking to apply these findings, even though the authors reference existing studies to support claims about the reliability of MALDI-TOF-MS. Additionally, while the writing is mostly clear, certain terminology might be a hurdle for less specialized readers, which could limit the overall audience reach. To wrap up, the study demonstrates the potential of MALDI-TOF-MS to enhance malaria vector surveillance significantly. This method could lead to quicker results and cost savings, which are crucial for effectively combating malaria in regions where it poses a severe health threat. The approach could streamline operations, allowing health programs to respond more swiftly to mosquito population changes and emerging health threats. As we continue to refine surveillance methods, it is essential to further validate these findings and make sure that data supporting these ideas is readily available to the research community. This way, we can truly understand the remarkable possibilities of using advanced technologies like MALDI-TOF-MS in public health. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of SciBud. If you enjoyed our discussion on malaria vector surveillance and innovative bioimaging methods, please subscribe and share with fellow science enthusiasts. We look forward to sharing more exciting discoveries with you. Until next time, stay curious.